Yo, yo, yo! It's the Dooby Dooby Doo show, as in, what do we dooby dooby do about? Where boffins, previously respectable members of a public who are rescued from their lives of drudgery and misery, are temporarily elevated to boffinhood and encouraged to give us answers to some of society's most pressing problems. For the good of all, the greater good, if you will. Right, let's put a song on and then see what we're going to do tonight. Back in a minute.
That's just an imitation, just an imitation of joy.
And that was Phono with Real Joy. And I remember Zane Lowe howling about it when he became a Radio 1 DJ back in the day. Very exciting for him at the time. Right, let's spin the wheel of calamity and see what this week's local, regional, national, or even global issue is. Who knows? Let's see. Who writes this stuff? This week's subject for the boffins to tackle is the mayoral selection process. What's that, you may ask? Well, it's a famously streamlined system that absolutely nobody has ever described as a bit of a mess wearing a suit and pretending it's constitutional law. So let's see if the boffins can fix it. And the only way that humanity knows how to, they're going to make it worse, but with enthusiasm, in a bid to secure their release from our wonderful accommodation. Right. So, I'm going to play another song while we give each of the boffins a crayon and a bit of card, and they come up with some kind of solution to the problem of the mayoral selection process. Hooray. Right, back with that. Hold on. Yeah, DJ Deck is saying an eight of spades, so something quite similar to the last song. See you in a minute.
Me, even when you're not around.
Da. That was Disclosure by Latch featuring Sam Smith, a bit like featuring, so yeah, breakfast cereal, generic breakfast cereal featuring 11 added important multivitamins. Yes, so think shredded wheat plus Sam Smith. Ha. Right, first up is Beverly, brave Beverly, our first boffin of the night, who is hoping to secure their freedom. Not that they're in any way trapped against their will. Yeah, I think there's a reason, a legal reason for saying that. They're all willing participants in the Doobie Doobie Doo show. Indeed. And anyone who says otherwise is obviously wrong. So, Beverly, Beverly is suggesting that we have a biscuit-based democracy engine. Well, why not? So, candidates are selected by public biscuit preference. Ah, so we're going to have to be very careful about what they tweet or X or disclose about their biscuits. Each contender for the mayoral selection process is assigned a biscuit type, whether it's custard cream, hobnob, rich tea, digestive, like, that's kind of a boring centrists. Or is it chocolate covered? Or is it like not even a biscuit, some kind of minty after eight thing, or other product like that? Who knows? So yeah, biscuit based selection process, engine, democracy engine thingy. So Beverly, let's see how that works out. Yeah. So initially, polling stations are going to be replaced by biscuit tins, I think. Voters are going to drop their chosen biscuit into a ballot box. So that's going to, that's going to create an entirely new role within the local electoral process where all the crumbs need to be swept up. Otherwise, there's just going to be a mound of biscuit crumbs every time someone gets to the voting station late in the day. So yeah, job creation, that's a plus. And then, yeah, whoever's got the highest crumb count wins the majority. But again, that's only stuff that goes into the ballot box. Anything around gets swept up. It's like where somebody spoils their voting paper and writes sort of naughty words or ticks every box. Or, I don't know, doodles. So, in a similar way, if you've got a load of biscuit crumbs that don't go into the ballot box, then that's going to be considered a spoiled vote. Yeah, so in goes the biscuit, out comes local democracy. Tried and tested, except without the biscuits. So, Beverly, for your freedom, how does that look down the line? So, at first, it's going to be charming. I mean, tea and biscuits, it's quintessentially British. So, that's a good start. But then the lobbying is going to start. Biscuit companies are going to fund the candidates, of course. The double chocolate hobnob scandal is going to sort of dominate the press for days and then weeks. And everyone's going to be up in arms with football supporter levels of furore. So eventually nobody is going to remember policy, only biscuit texture. So governance is going to collapse into a sugar-based cartel war, which, like most commercialism, is not going to be great for most people, but is going to be great for a few people. So, yeah, the inversion of what Mr. Spock said when he was dying of radiation poisoning about the needs of the many. Right, Beverly, on balance, I feel like the Egyptian, well, entry into the Egyptian afterlife, and we covered the afterlife on a previous show, we've got the scales where you've got a feather on one side and your answer on the other. Which one's heavier? Yeah, I'm sorry to say, this is going to be chaos. Corruption and chaos, which is worse than our current implementation. just worse. So it's not solving the Merrill selection process. So I'm sorry to say that you're free to stay with us for another week. Yeah, let's put it like that. So I'm happy to announce, let's put it that way. So well done. You've got another week of free accommodation and possibly some food. Who knows how that works? And yeah, good try, but no. Yeah, your cats will just have to wait or eat each other or whatever happens. Maybe they're outdoor cats, so it'll be fine. We can only hope. Right, DJ Deck is jumping up and down. He's full of life. He seems to be back to full strength after his recent run-in with shady criminal types. He's snickering because it's the Ace of Spades. And if you've heard any of the other shows, or at least one or two of them, you're going to know what that means. You'd never guess, but that was Motorhead with the Ace of Spades, which was live in Belfast in 1981. And, of course, they did not forget the Joker. Next up is Garnet, Hopeful Garnet, Helpful Garnet, who is going to solve, for once and for all, the problem of the Merrill selection process. Garnet is suggesting a historical reenactment lottery. He says that candidates must reenact obscure British historical events and the winner becomes mayor. Simple. Brutal. Yeah. Right. Let's see. Okay. Initially, local pageantry is going to revive civic pride. And there's already a chunk of this happening. So if you ever go to a Morris dancing event, you'll generally see some kind of historical reenactment happening nearby. So it might be the Winter King and the Spring King having a sword fight, or it might be blokes in tunics that don't quite fit stabbing each other with massive poles, something like that. Though women are invited and often attend. So, for example, the Battle of Toten, but with councillors, would draw surprisingly large crowds. It would be covered by radio and television, at least locally. And there may be bloodshed, or at least bruising. Excitement for all the family. Right, so where does that go later on? Right, candidates are going to start cherry-picking obscure events purely based on their advantage, which is a bit naughty. In fact, they're going to have entire teams devoted to wading through historical battles with Wales and Scotland and Scotland and Wales and Ireland and France. Anyone we've had a fight with, and there's been a lot of those. Rome, sort of around Germany and countries with the fjords. Lots and lots of historical battles to choose from. One borough is going to accidentally reenact three separate civil wars in a week. And that's going to be exhausting for all involved. Though exciting, and the emergency services will be hopefully forewarned and forearmed, so it'll all go swimmingly. control chaos, if you will. At the end of that whole week of madness, someone is going to declare themselves mayor via interpretive dance, let's say, about the peasants' revolt. Yeah, it'd be a dance-off to see if anyone can contest that finding. Nobody's going to notice the actual elections have stopped happening because they've been replaced by something a lot more fun. A bit like Gladiators, that TV show. Oh man, I'm showing my age. Where trained athletes with hair and abs got to contest standing on a beam or climbing up a rope with members of the public. Right, so let's have a look. Will that solve the problem of the mayoral election system? I think it will. Garnet, you're onto something here. It will replace something a bit hidebound and boring and probably save it from being digitized with something a lot more radio friendly, television friendly, media friendly, excitement. And then you'd have the equivalent of VAR, like maybe not beheadings, but like, was that a legitimate clonk to the noggin, or not? So yeah, it would rise up through the ranks and take a place near soccer, as something dear to the hearts of the populace, and some of the candidates might get injured or worse. So there's always that to help people, encourage people to get engaged. Yeah, Garnet, well done. You have won your freedom. What a guy. There is the door. See the sunlight. Head to the light. Head to the light. It is no longer an oncoming train. Yes, the light is freedom. And nice smells and decent food and all your friends and family, just like before, as if it never happened. Think of your boffindom as just a bad dream that goes when you awaken. Well done. Right, DJ Deck is saying six of clubs, so something very similar to the Ace of Spades song. So let's see what that brings.
Yeah.
And that was AC/DC with the song TNT. And I think that was taken from the Top of the Pops or something like that, with a happy crowd and a very young band playing. So hooray. And also, starting the song with Oi, Oi, Oi. I mean, that's inspired. It's I don't know, word smithery at its finest. Hooray. Okay, next boffin. Though this isn't feeling like a production line at all. This is very organic process as they all hurtle towards further, not incarceration, enjoyment of the boffin resort. Yeah, further enjoyment or freedom. Who knows? Not freedom. Enjoying the dull and dreary life that they were previously used to. So it's an experience, an eye-opening experience, like a fairground ride, except you can't get off. Not because you're trapped, but because it's so high up it would be dangerous. So for your own safety, stay in the car, don't waggle your arms or legs outside of a carriage, that kind of thing. Right, Joseph, hello, our next boffin. Well done, Joseph. Very important position, being a boffin. Your country needs you. In some cases, the world needs you, but for now, the UK needs you. Right, Joseph is proposing a weather-based rotation system. So, he says that mayors are selected based on the weather on election day. If for that to work, then you'd have to do it in advance of meteorological forecast. So it'd need to be, like, say, a month away. All right, a lot of the time they're wrong, but much like a broken clock is right at least twice a day, sometimes the meteorologists get it right. And I'm sure they're getting it better as the science improves and the predictive models get more complex. Anyway, sunny is equal to independent candidates, and then rain would be equal to Labour, because they can be a bit backstabby from what I've seen locally, though that could just be spurious rumours. So fog is going to be the Conservatives, because of course, who knows what's going on as money's siphoned away. And snow would be, we're going to postpone democracy again. Obvs. Okay, so that's Joseph's proposal, and nicely sort of aligning with some of the national parties and local parties. Though, Con Felicity, the local party with only one manifesto promise, which is to fix the seafront parking, they'd need a type of weather. Let's go for hail. And the Greens, of course, who are getting a bit more representation and winning seats locally. They could have, hail of locusts. Yeah, plague of locusts, biblical plague, sort of weather. Well, is that a weather type? I'm going to go for yes. And of course, the Lib Dems, which is, overcast. Yeah, it could be good, but there's reality to sort of keep in mind. And reform, which is like, I don't know, the sky's on fire. So different weather is different candidates. So yeah, a month away at least. Here's the election day. What's the weather like? That seems workable. Though, if you've got weather like four seasons in one day, which DJ Deck might choose for our next song, we'll see. You'd have to count how many hours of how much weather and then figure out who is the statistically significant winner on that particular day, which is still workable. You'd need independent adjudication. So let's see what that looks like initially. Meteorological algorithms are going to assign governance roles daily. And it'd make it an interesting change to just the weather and temperature. Actually, the prevailing local candidates, local party on that particular day. And then democracy is going to become a weather app with consequences, in essence, which would be fun. Right, down the line, this is where the rubber meets the road, Joseph. Your freedom depends upon it. So climate change is going to ruin everything, of course. Suddenly extreme weather events produce extremist local government. Tornado in Manchester? Well, congratulations. You now have a mayor who's representing the Chaos and Disorder Party. Some of these fringe parties with one or two votes and maybe a bin for a hat start emerging. Yes, chaos. Policy becomes seasonal, unstable, and deeply confused. Okay. Does that solve the problem of mayoral elections? Yeah, I think it does. It's an improvement on the current system. And I think the public could get behind it because, yeah, it would embed with your weather. And then, yeah, weather reporting. And then on an election night, you'd have meteorologist experts coming in parallel with your, election pundits. Yeah. And they would be sharing the spotlight, sharing the oxygen in the room, to report on what the hell's happening and why you should care about it. I think that's an improvement on the current system. Freedom is yours. Not that you, again, were incarcerated. No. You can just go back to doing what you were doing, which will be lovely for you and your family. Off you go. Yes, head towards the light. Also, previous Boffin Garnet, he was a bit sweary when he left. I asked him to put his thoughts on the little card with the crayon by the door. But again, he was a bit sweary. But, I don't know, very unfriendly. I mean, you'd think there'd be a bit more thanks and gratitude for what we're doing to make people's lives better. But obviously not. Right, next up, DJ Deck is saying an ace of hearts. So let's figure out what that means. It's not as complicated as previous diviners, where you had to get the entrails of a goat, haruspex, or, I don't know, there was weird vapours from some craggy cave, and then inhaling them would let you know the will of the gods. This is a lot cleaner. There's a deck of playing cards, and then the next card that's selected, that's our song choice. And you're not getting four seasons in one day. I might see if I can play it at the end, because I can do what I like at the end. But yeah, I'll do that. Next one is going to be an ace of hearts. So let me just look at what the manual says about that. Oh, the melancholy. That was Max Richter with his track On the Nature of Daylight. Right, our next contestant is Boston, plucky Boston. He's got everything to play for. Right, Boston is suggesting that we implement a purely decorative AI overlord system. Yay! And we all know how well AI goes. We covered it in last week's show. Does anyone listen to this stuff? I don't know. Right, so the concept is that AI selects mayors, based on optimal civic outcomes, using data so complex that no human is allowed to question it. Yes, it's too complex. No questioning that. It's just so it is, I think, is a statement that's read at the end of each pronouncement. So let's see what happens initially. Everyone agrees that it's efficient. I think, yeah, that's going to happen. No one reads the documentation. Again, this is all standard issue. This is normal ways of working. And democracy is now a loading screen. Yeah, that seems reasonable. Is that good? Yeah. Well, let's see. Down the line a bit. Let's sort of wind the handle. So AI is going to start making decisions based on inscrutable correlations. Again, it's too complex to question. So it is. Like bin collection frequency predicts jazz popularity. So, what is it? Causation and correlation stuff. AI is much cleverer than the rest of us. So, yeah, it's going to come to all sorts of bizarre conclusions by doing in-depth, deep analysis of the data. So entire cities are going to be reorganized to maximize emotional symmetry index, whatever that's going to turn out to be, which again, probably good. I mean, we tend to implement stuff as a knee-jerk reaction to the press or public opinion or perceived public opinion. So having some overarching intelligence, actually doing it based not on how much money can be siphoned overseas, but rather what the people actually need, that would be quite refreshing. Yeah. So eventually no one's going to know who the mayor is, or even if he ever existed, or if he had just a very confident spreadsheet hallucination. So people will benefit. No one knows what's going on, but the people will benefit. Yeah, and it would be a way of... one of the main reasons that everything is pants, in my opinion, considered opinion, is that we are now treating people like things and things like people. And I think implementing this would go some way in reversing that horrific outcome. I mean, you've got humans doing all of the manual repeated labour whilst AI is doing all of the creative fun stuff like art and singing and poetry and drawing and things. It's the wrong way round, I tell you. So that might be good. So Boston, who was in it to win it, you have won it. So off you go, back to your adoring whoever's. Yeah, well done. So that's good. Boston has won their freedom. Good man. Hooray. Okay. Moving on, we're going to try and get through more boffins because we're fed up of them accumulating and requiring even the most basic of human rights that they are catered to. So, yeah, this is a bit of a boffin clear out. We're going through the sort of the cellar underneath the cellar and just new broom, same handle, different broom. Whatever. Yeah, so we're going to have a bargain clear out a sale, a fire sale. Not that there's anything to do with a fire, no. But yeah, fire sale of boffins. Sort of fresh boffins, fresh ideas. And no longer a risk of sort of, I don't know, troublesome infection and health issues that build over time. Yeah, the cellar's turning into a bit of a petri dish for bad biological agents. Not that we're sort of weaponizing them, it's just when people are accommodated for too long, then it's not good. So yeah, we're going to clear out the boffins and have a bit of a house clean. It's May, is it still spring? Barely. So yeah, spring clean, hooray. I digress somewhat horrendously. So DJ Deck is tapping his own card and saying it's for three of clubs, so something remarkably different to the last song. I'll see what I can come up with.
Thank you.
Hooray, noisy guitars and stumpy drumming, my favourite. And that was Black Peaks with the song Ether, which was rather good. And if you didn't like it, then go back, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes and listen to nicer tracks instead. Last up, yeah, have you seen the time? I thought we were earlier than this, but we're running out of show. So our final boffin this evening is Malcolm. And any remaining boffins, they knew the risks, so they're going to be instrumental in keeping the cellar clear somehow. So well done, extraneous boffins. Bit like jury duty, some people have to sit around hoping for something to do. Yeah, it's kind of a dark mirror of that. Anyway, Malcolm on his little card has put that the solution to the mayoral election system is the algorithmic cat voting system. So he says, every household's cat votes on behalf of the residents by walking across a touchscreen ballot. Okay. And that, I mean, I suppose wild cats, feral cats could be involved a bit. And the touchscreen could have, like, I don't know, jittery insects or rodents scurrying about, I suppose, to make it more exciting for them. Though not in a way that would influence the outcome, no. Entirely different, just random scurrying, scuttling things. So how does that look in at the outset? It's going to be hailed as a sleek digital democracy upgrade. Cats are apparently neutral, unbribable actors. So yeah, it would bring some much needed transparency to the process. And it'd be good because we're having to show up at the ballots with identification just to stop sort of voter fraud, which has rarely, if ever, happened anywhere. No one can be that bothered. And doing that on scale is quite a logistical nightmare. So this is going to put the emphasis on the candidates and the selection process to be neutral and unbribable. Which would be quite nice, putting the emphasis back on the other side of the fence, because I see that a lot. Because of, like, the world's less secure than it was, we're just taking away one of your freedoms temporarily, and once the whatever is more secure, we'll give it back, honest. And then the world is a bit more secure, but no freedoms returned. It's like a ratcheting system, only goes one way. Moan, moan, grumpy, grumpy. So let's move on to down the line, because this, oh Malcolm, sweet Malcolm, determines whether you're going to go out that door or remain for the cleansing purge, which will not involve fire one bit. No, it will be gentle hose pipes of cleansing pure water and nothing untoward or unseemly. Cats are going to be bribed with tuna and the bit about twitching rodents and beasts and things. Some of the cats are going to get unionized. Others are going to develop grudges against specific political parties for no reason whatsoever. I mean, if you've met a cat, that's kind of how it works. They judge us constantly. Yes. Entire boroughs are going to fall under the rule of whichever cat enjoys knocking things off tables the least that week. So very exciting. But transparent and neutral, it cannot be easily influenced or manipulated. Has it fixed the mayoral selection process? I think it has. Malcolm, just about, you are free. Get the heck out of here whilst it's still safe. Right, Jack of Hearts is our next song, and then AI Poetry. And then we will screech to an ending, because time is short. So back in a minute with that. And that was Tears for Fears, which is a marvellous name. I mean, what an amicable exchange. We give you tears and you give us fears, or the other way around. But surely that's a bargain. What a fair exchange. So yeah, Tears for Fears with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Was that everyone? Hold on, checking my notes. Everybody, yeah, correct. Right, next and finally is our AI poetry section. So four AI poems on the theme. And then, much like the boffins who managed to get out in time, you too will regain your freedom and your lovely week. In fact, in a way, we're all boffins here, all trapped until we're not. Right, so here we go. The first one is The Algorithm of Mild Disappointment. They fed democracy into a glass box and asked it to behave better. It spat out spreadsheets and apologised in binary. We ranked candidates by confidence intervals and the number of times they blinked during interviews. Turned charisma into a drop-down menu. The winner was selected by a model trained on historical pothole density and the emotional stability of traffic wardens. It worked beautifully until the model developed opinions about the weather. Now every borough is governed by a probability curve that insists it is doing its best. Next is The Ballot of the Biscuit Tribunal. We replaced ballots with biscuits because someone said it would feel more British. Custard creams negotiated foreign policy. Digestives formed a coalition with uncertainty. Hobnobs refused to cooperate on principle. The electorate dipped their fingers in democracy and left crumbs on every policy decision. At first it was charming. Then the chocolate ones gained funding and started lobbying the kettle industry. Now governance is stable, only in the sense that it has structurally collapsed into tea-based diplomacy. And we know from history that that always turns out very well indeed. Okay, next, the Gladiator Council. They said, let them earn it. Candidates sprinted through roundabouts, dodging bureaucracy like it was physically avoidable. They debated housing policy while carrying wet sofas uphill to prove community resilience. One mayor was chosen for surviving three parking enforcement officers and a malfunctioning ticket machine. The public cheered until they realised that every policy was now based on upper body strength and mild resentment. And finally, the Ceremony of Decorative Logic. We built a ritual out of lanyards and hope. Everyone wore authority like a costume and hoped nobody checked the stitching. Selection happened in rooms with too many flip charts and not enough belief in reality. Whoever looked most temporarily competent was crowned mayor of somewhere they had never successfully located on the map. Over time, no one remembered elections, only badges, only meetings that could have been emails, only the quiet suspicion that leadership was just paperwork that learned to speak. And that is the end of the AI poetry section. Love it or hate it. I don't care. That's my show. So I will play you out with Four Seasons in One Day as a tribute to our previous weather-based solution. And then, yeah, as I say, you're free to go. Until the next time. Have a good remainder of the week and all that malarkey. Bye.
Four seasons in one day, lying in the depths of your imagination. Worlds above and worlds below. The sun shines on the black clouds hanging over the domain. Even when you're feeling warm, the temperature could drop away. Like four seasons in one day. Smiling as the shit comes down,
You can tell a man from what he has to say. Everything gets turned around, and I will risk my neck again, again. You can take me where you will, up the creek and through the mill. Like all the things you can't explain, four seasons in one day. Wherever there is comfort, there is pain. Only one step away, like four seasons in one.